For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
There they go again. Last week, the United States forced a resolution calling for universal access to AIDS treatment to be withdrawn from the World Health Organization's Asia-Pacific Conference. As they have done repeatedly at UN-sponsored meetings in the past, U.S. officials objected to the resolution because it supports access to sterile injecting equipment for injection drug users. According to WHO officials, the U.S. delegates also objected to specific references to high-risk populations, such as sex workers and men who have sex with men, in addition to injection drug users. Listeners to the Drug Truth Network are aware syringe exchange programs are a proven, effective public health measure which helps reduce the incidence of blood-borne diseases such as HIV/AIDS and hepatitis C. All of the research is quite clear that syringe exchange programs do not lead to more drug use. To the contrary, outreach by syringe exchange program workers has proven successful at getting clients to go into drug treatment. Research has also shown that these programs do not create a public nuisance or increased crime. The success of syringe exchanges was underscored earlier this month in a report underwritten by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and issued by the U.S. Institute of Medicine. Sadly, this administration's public health policy is unhindered by the facts, as proven by scientific research. Instead, our government has chosen to treat drug use as an irredeemable sin, to be punished by risk of deadly disease. Our government is at least consistent. Syringe exchanges in the U.S. are also ineligible for federal funding. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Last week, Kinky Friedman, who's running for governor of the state of Texas, was touring the major colleges with the former governor of Minnesota, Mr. Jesse Ventura, and I got a chance to ask Jesse about his thoughts on the drug war.
Oh, it is a total failure. It's a failure because they fight it on the supply side rather than the demand side. If you're going to conquer drugs, you're going to conquer them by education and getting people not to use them. And the minute, because we're supposed to live in a free society here. I mean, in the U.S., I bet you if I want to, I can go out and find a 50 caliber machine gun out there somewhere. If I got enough money, somebody's got one. So how in a free society can you control a substance? And you're going to expend all your energies and your assets in attempting to control that? Simply educate the public, and if the public so chooses to be stupid, I used to always say in Minnesota, you can't legislate stupidity. And, you know, and if someone's stupid enough to use drugs, there's nothing you can do that's going to stop that.
Mr. Ventura now has braids and a braided beard about a foot long because he doesn't want to be confused with politicians. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.